To start working at a casino as a dealer, you need to complete a croupier course. Some courses are paid, others are provided for free by the casino you are applying to. The better route is usually the second one, a course provided by a casino that wants to train its own dealers. The reason is straightforward. Each casino has its own procedures. Finishing an external course does not guarantee you a job, and the casino will still have to train you on their specific way of doing things. That is especially true for new, inexperienced dealers. There is also the investment angle. When a casino trains you, they are investing in you, and that changes the dynamic. They want to train you properly because errors during a game cost them money. The better trained the team, the smoother the operation runs. You will need to add and subtract in your head on the fly while dealing cards and handling casino chips. You do not need to bring any of those skills in advance. You will learn everything during the course. I have seen dealers who had zero math skills and who were clumsy throughout the course go on to become some of the most successful people on the floor. Every skill is developed over time with practice. Do not let doubt about whether you are cut out for it hold you back. The odds are far better than you think. Most courses start with chip handling. That covers both cash chips and color chips, which differ slightly, and which come in different sizes within the color chip family. From there, you typically move into the most popular games in most casinos: roulette, blackjack, three-card poker, and five-card poker. Your school may include other games, but those are the most common. If you are training for a land casino outside the United States, you will most likely learn European roulette. If you are being trained for a cruise ship, you will learn American roulette. American roulette has both a zero and a double zero. European roulette has only one zero. Your school will cover whatever is relevant to where you are headed. At the start, you will receive the casino's procedures and the rhetoric rules for each game, which means the specific language and calls dealers use during play. Some casinos also include roulette shortcuts and roulette maths. Memorize those if you want to make your working life easier. During the first week, most courses focus on chip handling and card shuffling. Each casino has its own approach to both, so what you learn at one school may differ slightly from what you would find at another. That is normal, and it will make sense later if you ever move to a different property. Card games typically follow 3-card poker, 5-card poker, and blackjack. Roulette may start from week 1 or be saved for week 2 depending on the school, but it is usually introduced later because it is the most difficult and the most stressful game to learn. That is not a reason to dread it, it just means it gets the time it deserves. The dealers who progress fastest are almost always the ones who practice at home between sessions. A few inexpensive purchases will make a real difference. Pick up a few decks of cards from a local card dealer. They typically cost $5 to $10. Practice shuffling whenever you feel like it. Most casinos are trying to switch to automatic shuffling machines, but they break, and when the machine breaks, you will need to shuffle manually. You do not want to be the dealer who cannot do it properly. Get a cheap 4-deck blackjack shoe from any online store for around $5 to $15, along with a set of cutting cards. Cut the cards in half when placing them in the shoe so you are practicing both dealing and shuffling regularly. For roulette, find the layout dimensions, draw all the numbers on a large cardboard sheet, and use a small object as a dolly, the small marker dealers place on the winning number. Cover the cardboard with a thick cloth, then practice placing the dolly on specific numbers and checking your accuracy. The exercise might seem pointless at first, but in a busy roulette game, you may not be able to see the numbers at all, because every position is covered with chips. When that happens, you will be glad you did it. If you can, get an actual casino-sized blackjack layout rather than dealing on a kitchen table. Casino layouts are padded with a thin foam layer underneath, which makes handling cards and chips feel different from a hard surface. Two stacks of 20 chips each will give you enough to practice cutting and stacking at home, and to get used to how a 20-chip stack feels in your hand. It is very easy to accidentally make a 19 or 21-chip stack, which leads to overpaying or underpaying a customer. Some people feel real stress when they start on the floor. That is normal. The pace is fast, and there is a lot to hold in your head at once. What separates the dealers who settle in quickly from those who struggle is almost never raw talent. It is the work they put in during the course and the habits they build in the early months. Follow the procedures and practice at home. Ask questions when something does not make sense. The learning curve feels steep at first, but it levels out faster than you expect.